This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, I know, you guys, if I was a man, I'd be so frustrated. Okay, I don't know if you guys have noticed, but there's like these red dresses that you're going to see all over the place. And the red dress, I mean, it's kind of sexy looking. It's this little pin where the figure, the image of the dress shows a V-neck, a bust, okay, a small waist, and then the skirt part. It's a dress. It's a red dress. And I was coming back from the Lake Tahoe Conference, for the Nevada Academy Family Physician Conference I was at, that I broadcasted from all week. And I know you guys are like, how long is this conference? It was long. It was a good conference, but boy, it was long. So as I'm coming back, you see these red dresses around the airport of Reno. And the doctor I was driving with was like, what's that dress? What are those red things? And I go, oh, I bet it's for Heart Month for women. Okay? And it's the Go Red for Women campaign. But I'm like, and she was like, also, you know, men have hearts too. I mean, when did American Heart Month just become a woman thing? And these red dresses, to me, I think put us women back a little bit. Because the average woman doesn't have boobies that look like that. The average woman doesn't have a waistline like that. And I guess this Go Red for Women is supposed to remind women that they, you know, could be at risk for heart disease. Okay? And it's the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women. And listen, I'm a huge fan of the American Heart Association. I think what they do is phenomenal. They give us a lot of information. It's great. And I get how a lot of women may not have the same symptoms as men do. And we're going to be talking about this month. But before, you know, we get into all the heart news throughout the month and remind everybody to check their pulse and to peek at their pulse and, you know, to, you know, get a stress test and EKG and keep your cholesterol down and blood pressure down and all that good stuff. I just have to, you know, rant about these, you know, women only campaigns. It just kind of frustrates me because, again, the number one killer of men is heart disease. You know, when do men get to wear a little red pin? I know you guys are like, oh, no, please. Oh, I see where this is going. Dr. Dahlia is going to make us men now wear something pink or red. Or no, I'm not. No, I'm not. But as a woman, I get very frustrated when we have to be favored, when we have to be highlighted and, you know, all this attention on us because it makes us look stupid. There has to be a whole campaign reminding us women that women have heart disease too. Like, duh. Like we're too stupid. We're too stupid to know that women get heart disease too. We women know. We women know we get heart disease. I've been married 21 years to my husband. Trust me, I know I'm at risk. Okay? I love men. I love my husband. But I don't need to be reminded that, you know, okay, I have a heart and I could be at, you know, risk for heart disease. But I get that there are a lot of people that don't get access to the education that we all do. And so this Go Red, which is a very cool campaign, it is cool, by the American Heart Association, reminds us that women have heart issues too. The only problem is it now has become an all women type of thing. And, you know, it's kind of part of our society and culture now where men are second class citizens. And when we try to go overboard, you know, bending over backwards, doing cartwheels, trying to make quote unquote women happy, I think it's annoying. And I think it puts us back some. So, okay, I'm Jewish. You guys know I'm Jewish, right? Yeah, okay, good. Yeah, mazel tov. Anyway, so every now and then a movie will put something Jewish in the movie, okay? So they'll have a rabbi do some cameo and make a funny, okay, make a joke. Or they'll throw, okay, here's a perfect example. Have you guys seen that show, L.A. to Vegas? It's a show where, I believe it's L.A. to Vegas. I forget. Anyway. So, you know what? It's cute. It's not the best show out there, you know, considering now what we have with Netflix and all that, you know, regular television, network television has to compete. So they have this, you know, L.A. to Vegas. It's supposed to be a slapstick type of thing where you have people that are flying back and forth from L.A. to Vegas on the weekend, and the, you know, steward, the flight attendants are funny, the, you know, I don't know, pilot's funny, whatever. Well, in the middle of this, they somehow interweave into the script three boys who are coming back from a bar mitzvah. And it's the same joke. They think they're men, so these boys want to, you know, start drinking and, you know, having sex or whatever. So it's the same joke, you know, but then in the middle of it, they start singing Hava Negila. Now, you guys have heard that song. It's supposed to be the Jewish anthem song, and it's not, by the way. Hava Negila, Hava. Okay, and, you know, I mean, it was the first song I ever played on the piano. So, yeah, I guess it's kind of ingrained, you know, in our faith, but I don't really need to hear it when I'm trying to watch a show. And I felt like they stuck it in there just to make, quote-unquote, the Jews happy when we watch this show. And to me, that's insulting. Okay, if you want to make a Jewish person happy with a television show, make it a good show. You know how many Jews are happy with Game of Thrones? You know how many Jews are happy with, I don't know, like The Sopranos or Boardwalk Empire or, you know, some of these other, gosh, what's a real good one that I like to watch? I like to watch House of Cards, although now there's issues with that, but not the best example for me to bring up. Vikings, I love Vikings. If you want to make a Jewish person happy, okay, then, give them exactly what everybody else wants. We want a good show. We want something entertaining. Don't throw a Jewish song in there. You see what I mean? And so, you know, and so as we go into, you know, American Heart Month and Women's Heart Month, and, you know, it's about heart disease, okay? Men and women, if we're trying to shoot for equality, let's not just highlight an accent on just one demographic, okay? We all are at risk for heart disease. It's the number one killer across the board for all of us, whether you're Hispanic, Black, Jewish, white, woman, male. It's the number one killer of adults, okay? So, no red dress with boobies for me. I got it. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, Manny, and Kyle who are working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. Yeah, we got a whole team. Just because this, look, we're coming up on the Super Bowl. We need all hands on deck. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so I don't know if I have a lot of the funny prop bets at my fingertips. I need to find those. But I guess for those of you that are not sick of sports, and a lot of people are kind of sick of the whole football thing, I am, like, absolutely going beside myself because this is Super Bowl week. I love Super Bowl, I just do. Anyway, so we have, usually this time of year, I tell you guys who's going to win the Super Bowl. And I'm usually pretty good at it. To be honest, I've been picking the winners for a while. But the reason why I could do it, it's not because I'm super smart and I'm super good at football, okay? The reason why I could do it is because I have the NFL injury report. And based on the NFL injury report, I can then tell you guys who's going to win. Here's the problem. The NFL injury report, and here we are hours before the Super Bowl, is saying no injuries to report for both teams, which is baloney. Meanwhile, we're finding out that Gronkowski has not been practicing as much, and in fact, sat out of practice. So, remember, Gronkowski suffered a concussion in the game with the Jaguars. Was it the Jaguars that played 2 weeks ago? So, we know that Tom Brady isn't as good without Gronkowski with, you know, his tight end. So, we have an issue here. If you're a Patriots fan, it's supposed to be super duper cold. Apparently, Minnesota, and I don't know if any of the guys want to hop on and tell me how it's looking over there, but apparently the Mall of America, is that like the biggest mall in the whole world? Isn't it like the biggest mall? Is it the biggest mall in the U.S.? Apparently, the Mall of America they have in Minnesota, Minneapolis, is going to be where they're doing all the security screens. They are really upping security. Why? Is it because they're worried about a terrorist attack? No, it's because Tom Brady's jersey got stolen last year. So they want to make sure that nobody steals his jersey again. I mean, I'm sure they're worried about everything else. But they are really tight in security, and it is supposed to be an amazing scene over there. But it sounds like they got this tight. They have security down. I saw military there. It's like the president coming to town. They really have it down. And when I was in New Orleans, when I was watching this, I didn't watch the Saints game, but when I was there when the Falcons came to play the Saints, I mean, it looked like a presidential motorcade was coming by. You had all these police, and it's like, oh my gosh. You know, who's here? Which dignitary is here in New Orleans? And all of a sudden you saw the bus. It's like, oh, it's the Falcons. Okay. So, you know, they really know how to roll out the red carpet, and they really know how to, you know, secure these arenas and, you know, make sure the sport is good. So I'm anticipating a good, safe game. Now, in terms of the odds, I think it's what, 4.5, where the Patriots are favored. But we do have some of the fun prop bets. And these things always seem to be the talk of, you know, the town, because it just, I don't know, makes you look at a game a little bit more creatively. Because for those people that are really sick of the whole Eagles-Patriots topic because they were a Vikings fan or they were a Dallas fan, some of them don't even care who's going to win, and they're not going to watch the game. But you will watch a game if you got money on the national anthem. So Pink is going to sing the national anthem. I like Pink. Okay. And so is her national anthem going to go over 2 minutes, or is it going to go under 2 minutes? So it's favored that it's going to go over 2 minutes. And, you know, when anybody sings the Star-Spangled Banner, they just don't go, oh, say, can you see? They just don't sing it like that quickly. You know, they really, you know, drown it out. And, you know, at the end, you know, they're like the home of the brave. And they'll just kind of go. I do that. Whenever I sing the Star-Spangled Banner, what I sing on that last note is longer than the whole Star-Spangled Banner. You know? And the home of the brave. And then I take that brave, and then I'll do some runs with it. And I'm like, oh, America. And then I'll be like, oh, yeah, America. And I'll just sing, right? And I'll try to finish the song. And then I'll maybe, like, you know, try to do a little barbershop quartet. You know, America. Or something like that. And by the time the song is over, we're like 5-10 minutes. So if I ever sing the national anthem, I'm telling you guys right now, put the money on the over. All right? I will be over 2 minutes. Okay? Now, there's also a bet. What color will Pink's hair be for the national anthem? Will it be white or blonde? Is it going to be pink or red? Is it going to be blue and purple? Is it going to be brown and black? Or is it going to be green? Will she forget or omit a word in the national anthem? All right? The favor is, no, she's going to, like, sing it right. But remember, was it Christina Aguilera that messed up the national anthem? Okay. But get this. They say nobody has screwed up since Christina Aguilera. By the way, Christina Aguilera is one of my favorite singers, okay? I'm not trying to diss her at all, but, you know, she did screw up the national anthem. And, you know, if you're going to live in this country, you might as well know our anthem, okay? Just like I have to know the Hava Nagila song. If I make up the words of Hava Nagila, la 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 la, I can't be Jewish. That's kind of how serious we take our anthem songs, okay? Will Pink say Eagles before, during, or after she sings the national anthem? Why? Because she's a huge Eagles fan. Okay, so she may bring up Eagles, she may not, she shouldn't. Whoever's singing the national anthem is supposed to be very, very objective. Aren't they? No? Are you allowed to go? Let's say I'm a Dallas fan. So can I go out there, you know, like a Dez Bryant jersey or a Dak Prescott? No? Witten? No? Okay. Anyway, apparently Pink's father, Jim Moore, is a Vietnam veteran. So it'd be interesting to see if she does make some sort of comment positive towards veterans. That'd be cool. Will any scoring drive take less time than it takes Pink to sing the national anthem? So, will there be a scoring drive that is faster than the time it takes for her to sing the national anthem? Again, I would say no, that's the favorite on that one. All right, then, let me see. What color will Bill Belichick's shirt be at kickoff? Will his shirt be blue? Will it be gray, red, or white? Is that crazy? Yeah, there was something else where it was like we were looking at like a color of somebody's socks or something, and it was a prop bet. I don't know. I'm not going to put money on these, you know? Well, because he could, you know, decide, okay, you know what? I'm going to mess people up. Oh, yeah, the color of the Gatorade. There's always that one. Okay. So everybody wants to know who are the in-game props. Those I've already kind of put some money on. Who's going to score first? I think the Eagles are going to score first, but I think the Patriots are going to win. Even though we have Gronkowski with his prior concussion, we aren't having any injuries on the injury report. So I just have to go with who keeps winning, which is the Patriots. Now, I don't think we have any Gatorade scores or Gatorade colors. I think that was one prop bet. Was a Gatorade color? Yeah, here we go. Here we go. The color of the liquid dumped on the winning coach. That's from betonline.ag. Is the Gatorade or the liquid going to be blue, red, yellow, orange, clear, or purple? Now, purple is plus 1,000. So you would really make a lot of money. The safety, what was it, the Bronco game where there was a safety, the Bronco Super Bowl? Made and whoever bet on that, I remember in our group, in our party, won a lot of money. Who's going to be the first touchdown scorer? Is it going to be Rob Gronkowski, Brandon Cooks, Danny Amendola, Zach Ertz, Deion Lewis? So that's, you know, those kinds of things. So I think you guys are going to, you know what, there's a lot to bet on. If the Patriots are going to lose a Super Bowl, I think they would lose it to the Eagles. So I wouldn't be surprised if the Eagles win. It's just I'm putting my money on the Patriots because it just, Tom Brady's gorgeous. That's really what it's all about. All right, Groundhog Day. Apparently, and I'm going to mispronounce this, Punxsutawney Phil, has predicted 6 more weeks of winter. Apparently, okay, how does this work? The groundhog comes up, right? How does this work? Maybe you guys know. If he sticks his head out, I guess that means 6 more weeks of winter. You guys know more. All I remember about Groundhog is the movie Groundhog's Day. You know, where, you know, he kept living it over and over and over again. All right. And, I don't think the groundhog's ever wrong. Isn't Groundhog's Day, aren't they usually, you know, pretty right on in terms of the winter thing? And so anyway, we have 6 more weeks of winter. Hope you guys are enjoying your winter. I am. It's not even cold. It's like 70 degrees where I live. So apparently he scurried out of his little hole, saw the shadow. Oh, that's right. They got to see a shadow. That's right. They have to see a shadow. And then if he does see his shadow, then that means we're going to have a long winter. And it happens every February 2nd. It's a 132-year-old tradition, by the way. And it's done at Gobbler's Knob. And I guess people wear top hats. And there's like a groundhog club that, you know, sponsors this. This is pretty, pretty cool. All right. Congratulations. 1-877-DOCTOR. Don't go away.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Rebel, rebel.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, parents throughout the country are wondering what the heck happened in a Los Angeles middle school classroom Thursday that left one boy in critical condition, injured four others, when a 12-year-old girl brought a gun to school. And a shooting was reported just before 9 a.m. From what we heard, one was shot in the head, still alive. Another one near the neck. And we didn't get the full story originally. We just heard there was a shooting in a middle school in Los Angeles, and we found out it was an accident. It was unintentional. Now, the little girl was taken into custody, 12 years old. Police interviewed her. And by the evening, they announced that they would book her on a charge of negligent discharge of a firearm on the school grounds. So, it was a very frantic day at Salvador B. Castro Middle School. That's in downtown Los Angeles. And this determination was corroborated when some students told reporters after the lockdown was lifted. They were reunited with the parents who must have been freaked out. Apparently, they got to be reunited with their parents on the athletic field. It must have been just chaos. I mean, good for the school locking down and handling it as well as they did, but, you know, how did this happen? So, in a telephone interview with his mother, Jordan Valenzuela was a witness, and he told the Associated Press that he was in the classroom next door when he heard a loud bang. He said he talked to the girl just after the shooting, and she was sobbing. She was like, I didn't mean to. I had the gun in my backpack, and I didn't know that it was loaded, and my backpack fell, and the gun went off. But weren't there multiple shots? Anyway, shortly after that, he said the girl asked him to hide the weapon. She said, if I give you the gun, will you hide it from me? Now, the boy said, no, smart boy. And then he moved away from her because he was a bit scared. Shalyn Lopez, a seventh grader at the school, was in the room at the time of the shooting. She said she never saw the gun. I just heard something pop. It was loud. I didn't see her shoot. Police recovered a it's a semi-automatic handgun. TV video from helicopters showed a dark-haired girl in a sweatshirt being led from the school in handcuffs. Obviously, parents, family members were freaking out. People were crying on their phones. Diego Salinas had just dropped off his 12-year-old sister and was stunned when she called minutes later to say there was a shooting. So he was freaking out. He was shaking. Wanted to cry, wanted to scream, wanted to run. Claudio Anzueto, Jordan Valenzuela's mother, said the boy was crying when he called her from a borrowed cell phone to tell her he was okay. Not safe, very insecure. I fear for my son's life, apparently, according to the mom. You know what I mean? You really hear about things like this in the news, and just to hear that something like this happens so close to home, it scared the life out of me. So the district has a policy requiring every middle and high school campus to conduct daily random searches by metal detector wands at different hours of the school day for students in the sixth grade and up. Did you guys know that? There are metal detector wands that the schools are supposed to conduct daily, but they're random, so not everybody gets this, gets screened. Student Melanie Valencia, 13 years old, said the school did a random security search that day, but that she was never checked. So the most seriously injured victim is a 15-year-old boy who was shot in the head. He has been taken to L.A. County USC Medical Center, is in intensive care, but from what we understand, he is doing well. Dr. Aaron Strumwasser, trauma surgeon, says the child was extremely lucky. The trajectory of the bullet did not hit any vital structures that were an immediate threat to life. Then there was a 15-year-old girl with a gunshot wound to the wrist. She's hospitalized but in fair condition. There was an 11-year-old boy and a 12-year-old girl who were grazed and treated and released from the hospital. And a 30-year-old woman was treated after the shooting but was not hospitalized, so we're not sure about her injury. So the school's campus was placed on lockdown, but the classes continued. School has about 365 students in grades 6 through 8. They say almost all are Hispanic, and many are from low-income families. Now, that's interesting. I was asked about that. You know, why would the school, you know, continue? Why would classes, you know, continue? If there's a shooting, don't all the students have to be taken to an area? Don't they? Well, you know, with certain lockdown procedures, yes. From what I understand, when there is a lockdown, because parents are going to want to pick the kids up, police are going to want to make sure the area isn't molested and isn't tainted or contaminated, usually, yeah. But if any of the teachers said, you know what, we don't know what's going on, okay, while we're here, finish your report or finish your test. Okay, you know, we're safe in this room. Keep working. Maybe it's a distraction technique, you know. All I know is if I was a student and that was going on, I would be like, I am out of here. Plus, as a student, I would probably take advantage of the situation and go, look, okay, bust me. Send me to the principal's office. I'm out of here. I want to find out what's going on. Now, me being the dorky kid that I was, I always looked for, an opportunity to show off my medical skills, even though I didn't really have a lot as a kid. So I would have probably wanted to go there to help. You know, okay, I'll, perform CPR or I'll help take out the bullets. I probably would have, been one of those idiot kids that wanted to, help on the scene and couldn't help and make matters worse. So, hopefully these kids recover, especially that one who was shot in the head. But scary stuff. And then, we're all asking as parents, why did she bring a semi-automatic handgun to school? Now, there was a report today that she was bullied. That this is a child who has sustained bullying. And we talk about how to find high-risk kids, you know, like with Sandy Hook shooting, or with the Aurora, Colorado shooting, when you look at adults and kids, and you try to figure out who would be the next, you know, mass shooter, because we'd like to stop them, I would probably venture to say that the majority of these, you remember Jared Loughner in Tucson? I would venture to say that the majority of them have sustained bullying. Now, maybe they sustained bullying because they might have a psychiatric issue or mental illness, and so, you know, they're obviously not going to become the most popular in the school because they stand out, may have some odd behavior. But, you know, I am dying to see a study looking at the, you know, school culture of these kids, of people that either grow up or as kids perform these heinous, you know, acts. And if there's a common thread, and, you know, we try to get the school, we try to do this anti-bullying program where we teach, you know, these kids to, you know, not bully. And if they do feel bullied, there's a safe place for them to go to. And that's wonderful. That's fine. But do we ever actually pull these kids aside who are bullied and figure out why they're being bullied? Or why other kids are staying away from them? Now, I'm not saying the bullies are right. Bullies are idiots, okay? And they need a butt whooping, if you ask me, but we're not supposed to be butt whooping this day and age. But you know, whenever I see somebody that just, you know, people just kind of shy away from, or, you know, maybe make fun of, you know, I like to look at that person and go, you know, what could be quote-unquote wrong with them, you know, in school culture? Okay, is it that, you know, they dress, like for me, you know, we were poor, you know, so my mom would buy some of our clothes at the grocery store, you know, a lot of hand-me-downs, but that wasn't why I was picked on. I was picked on because I acted like a dork, okay, I just did, okay, and I, you know, that's just me, okay, so, you know, no need to intervene. She thinks she's funny, should rather tell jokes. She could try to act like the popular kids, but no, should rather tell jokes and act like a dork. That's on me. Okay, so that was my issue. Okay, so it was fine. And I liked being class clown. I liked having that label. I loved it. I'm a funny person. I like that. But if these kids are getting bullied because they, you know, we'll tell kids, you know, I dream about, or I hear voices, or I, you know, some of these kids may have underlying mental illness. And you would think the parents would pick it up. But parents don't. They're blind. You know, love blinds you. Smoke gets in your eyes. When you, you know, if you have a child and they do something, you know, that you might think is odd, you're going to quickly repress or suppress it because you have to love them. So you need a family member saying, what's wrong with your kid? You need Uncle Bob. Uncle Bob, I think everybody needs. Where he comes up and goes, okay, there is something seriously wrong with your kid. And then we get that kid evaluated so they don't come and bring a gun to school. 1-877-DOC-DALY, don't go.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we have some breaking news. The quote-unquote secret memo that the Trump administration wanted declassified is now online. And just the actual memo is there. You could read it for yourself. It's been unclassified. It was to HPSCI majority members from the HPSCI majority staff, and the subject was Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act FISA abuses at the Department of Justice and the FBI. This has been declassified by an order of the president as of today. Now, the Dr. Delia Show news team is not in yet. They're so sweet. All right. The GCN network team is all, they're working. They've been working since, I don't know, 4 or 5 this morning. But, in terms of, my, personal team, they're not here. So I, in the very short amount of time, I could give you the gist of what I can. This is being reported by multiple news outlets. So, basically, this memo focuses on the FISA warrant, which authorized the surveillance of former Trump campaign foreign policy advisor Carter Page. And I guess federal law enforcement sources, as well as congressional sources, had said that there were, you know, before Page had joined the Trump campaign, there were concerns about his contacts with Russian spies. And so the memo kind of claims that on October 21st, 2016, the DOJ and the FBI sought and received a FISA probable cause order authorizing electronic surveillance of Mr. Page. The FBI and DOJ obtained 3 FISA warrants targeting Page and 3 FISA renewals according to the memo. Then FBI Director James Comey signed 3 FISA applications, as it says in the memo, okay, in question on behalf of the FBI. Deputy Director Andrew McCabe also signed one, according to the memo, which is why McCabe has been in the news as, you know, is he going to stay or go? Because he was apparently in this memo as well, signed in this memo as well. And then, I believe then-Acting Deputy Attorney General Dana Boente, if I'm pronouncing that right, also signed one. Anyway, so the dossier that you keep hearing in the news, this was information that was compiled by former British spy Christopher Steele on behalf of the Democrats. This dossier comes in. And the memo says neither the initial application for the warrant in October or any of the renewals referenced the roles of Hillary Clinton, etc., but the political origins of the Steele dossier were then known to senior DOJ and FBI officials. So, you guys can kind of go through this, but basically, it implies that if... How do I put this lightly? They knew, okay, that this would be something that could help the Clinton campaign and the DNC. And if you have another also piece to this is, I guess, they bring up Yahoo News, okay, in terms of, you know, fact-checking. Again, I want you guys to read the memo, and it's too much for us to break down as quickly as we can now in this segment. But, you know, fishy stuff, you know, with the FBI and the DOJ, and it's, you know, is it a little underwhelming? I think it is. I think people expected a little bit more, you know, meat with this. But it does show that, you know, there were people that did not want Trump to win. And that is not supposed to be happening in a government, a huge, two huge government agencies and critical parts of our administration and government, such as the DOJ and FBI. All right. Well, while you guys are feeding or going through that, let's hit some flu news. We're being told that the flu is getting worse. Okay, you know, peak or no peak, flu season in the U.S. is getting worse. That's being reported by Time Magazine and many medical experts in the field. And why? It's because this is where we're hearing, you know, of, again, every day, somebody else dying who was young, healthy. And those are the only ones that the media is reporting. There's deaths happening, you know, all the time, unfortunately. But we just don't have the numbers. Now, according to Dan Jernigan of the CDC, this is a season that has a lot more steam than we thought. And they are finding hospital visits are higher than they've ever been. 32 states have reported high patient traffic last week, up from 26 of the previous week. And overall was the busiest week, they say, for flu symptoms in 9 years. Again, Hawaii right now, knock on wood, is the only state that does not have widespread illness. Now, in the news, okay, or I don't want to say in the news, but in the media, you guys are going to see this story that has gone viral of an ER nurse in Florida posting this rant. And it's about a 6.5-minute video. And she's actually, if you ask me, kind of annoying. And she is warning people to avoid the, quote, cesspool of funky flu at the ER. Now, the video has gone viral, seen almost, I guess, 5 million times on Facebook. But Catherine Lockler basically gets into her car. She's fully makeuped, you know, and she is recording this to post online to tell everybody, you know, what her shift was like. Okay. And to kind of teach us or school us on what to do if we're sick, like how to blow our nose, that kind of thing. And so some people, they love this and they think it's wonderful. Others think that it's kind of rude and it's annoying. I would say I found her annoying, if you ask me, and very condescending. And so, you don't want to see your healthcare workers leave their shift almost making fun of you or complaining. You know, I mean, there's a way to do that. OK, and I mean, I complain all the time. OK, I'm not citing myself as an example. But if I had done an ER shift and it was bad with the flu, I would have said, all right, guys, this is what I saw today. OK, I mean, I'm not going to give you too many details because of the privacy laws. But wow, we saw 65 people with the flu, two of them really, really bad. These kids are vomiting. It's bad out there. Guys, take care of yourselves. Instead, she's like, let me demonstrate how to blow your nose or what to do when you sneeze. And it was, you don't want to think that your healthcare worker has an attitude towards you or is going to leave and try to, benefit, you know, from the work that they did and, you know, go out there and try to make a viral video. And again, nobody knows if the video is going to be viral, but apparently this one made it. And so, you know, lucky her for making something that went viral. The only thing is I don't think it puts her or healthcare workers in the best light. Okay. We don't want to think that our ER doc or our nurses or providers are going to make fun of you online, you know, or, you know, insinuate that you're kind of stupid for having gotten the flu, you know, or you are purposely trying to, you know, spread this. I don't know. It's not, it's probably not that bad. It rubbed me wrong. And, you know, it just kind of reminds us that healthcare workers are people and they're going to be frustrated. They're allowed to be frustrated. They are. It's just, you know, for a 12-hour shift, her makeup just looked a little too good. And I'm just thinking that, you know, this is something she wanted to present. This was, you know, and look, listen, you know, I remember when there was the shooting that happened at the Pulse nightclub. The doctor had blood on his shoes, so he took off his shoes and he posted a picture of his bloody shoes. And you know, to let people know that he was there, that he worked, and, you know, and not to be famous, and even though the shoes ended up being famous, but, you know, that was his way of decompressing from a bad day. And, you know, okay, she had a bad day at work. She did. But we have to be very, very careful with what we say and how we, you know, say it. You know, you guys are smart. You know that, you know, the average doctor is going to say, oh my gosh, I had this patient that was a pain in the butt. Okay, so you know that happens. It's not something we want to advertise. Okay, you know, I don't, you know, I mean, for me, okay, my family is more of a pain in the butt than any patient I've had. But yeah, do healthcare workers get, you know, frustrated? We do. But don't be fearful of going to the emergency room because you think somebody's going to have an attitude. We do want to take care of you. Okay, and we want to get you better. So don't take her sarcasm too seriously. 1-877 Doc Dolly. We'll be right back.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.